questions for Trey Braun. Go to the front.
Trey, did the hurry-up offense help the offensive line today?
I believe it did. I don't know if I can speak specifically to the offensive line play. I think it helped the offense as a whole. That's something that we've been putting in for a long time, and we've never really had the chance to use it. Obviously, they made some adjustments, and I think we were really rolling at first, and it's hard to say what happened, but I definitely think the hurry-up made a little bit of difference.
What happened on the third and fourth and one to go on? I really
don't know. I'll have to go back and watch the film. They filled all the gaps, and we didn't get the push we needed, I suppose. That's definitely something that really stings. A lot of things sting in this game, but that's definitely something that personally we as an offensive line are going to look at and correct and try to avoid happening again.
Sort of touched on it, but I imagine this is a game that a lot of small things kind of added up to the result. Mm-hmm. Just comment on just kind of how you get your mind around that and how you use it.
As to how we use it, I mean, at this point, we use it as a loss, and that's something that we have to move forward from. A loss, no matter how you come by it, is still a loss, and definitely it's frustrating when a lot of small things add up, and that's definitely a pattern we saw there. But when you look back at any loss, you can really point to a lot of small things anyway. I think that it's frustrating, but a loss is frustrating, and it's something you got to move forward from, and it's something you can't let break you down.
I asked Jamal this, you haven't heard it, but I mean, as a senior leader on this team, what are your kind of thoughts on
The first thing is, we have to make an adjustment of goals, and that's always very disappointing. But it's definitely not something that we can let put this team in the ground. There's a lot of season left, and I know all of my peers on the football team, all of my brothers there, I know we don't have any give up in us. So it's just the most frustrating thing, but you can't become numb to it. You know, you have to feel the pain a little bit so that it drives you forward. And this senior class, we had high aspirations, and it's something that we're going to have to adjust going forward. And that's always painful, but you have to feel that pain, and you have to be able to let it move you forward.
The hurry-up, as it looked, and maybe it's earlier, but basically it looked like Coach Owens and Coach Sylvester were both signaling something in, and you got the play, and then, mm-hmm. you know, maybe 20 seconds left on the clock, mm-hmm. either got checked or didn't. Is that basically how it was working?
I think so, yeah. I don't know
what I can say. Does this go back to last season? Even? I remember you doing some hurry-up or no huddle stuff.
Oh, yeah, no huddle is something that we always look at putting in. And we just got the chance to this season. I'm excited. I like the pace of a no huddle offense. I think it's something that complements the spread option well, and I think we'll use it more in the future. But you know, that's what we have to look at the game film, and make decisions.
Anything else? All right, Trey.
All right, thank you guys.
Thanks, Trey.